Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen carefully. God has called us to be watchmen, watch over his inheritance that he has purchased with his blood. Listen carefully. Listen. Every opportunity we have to teach you something that will open your eyes to know how to serve God acceptably. Every opportunity we will let you know. Church, the prophecy Apostle Paul gave in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, can we read it? That scripture, that prophecy has fulfilled. Concerning the coming of the Lord from verse 1, 2, and 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Before Christ will come, Apostle Paul predicted, prophesied by the Spirit of God, that this faith that they are preaching now, people will depart from it. People will depart from it. And he said somewhere else, that in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed, listening and obeying, giving heed to the doctrines of devils. I'm telling you, this is the time that scripture is being fulfilling. Listen again, I want to say something. That's why I want you to understand what I want to say. That's why I'm quoting some scriptures. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 19. Listen. So that you will know the difference between this ministry and so many others. Brethren, Apostle Paul is saying, be followers together of me, him, Apostle Paul, and mark them which work so as you have us, we, the apostles, for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping. He was crying as he was saying this. That they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Whose God is what? Their belly. And whose glory is in their shame. What do they do? Who mind earthly things, and yet they are preachers. Supposedly preachers of the cross. Apostle Peter also in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. 2 Peter chapter 2. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people when they left Egypt to the promised land. Even as there shall be false teachers among you now in this grace age, who privily shall bring in what? Damnable heresies. Even deny the Lord has brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words. It's only those whose belly is their God that are covetous. Shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. They are the ones that sell anointing oil, sell anointing water, sell anointing handkerchief, sell everything in the name of the Lord. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And one of the things they teach, which is what I want to correct today, is their own doctrine of the first fruit offering. I will tell you, then you can go and form mumu if you like. This is what they teach concerning first fruit. That every year you enter, the first year, the first income you have for that year, that first month, January, all your income of January, bring everything to the pastor. They will tell you, bring it to God. But you know now you are bringing it to the pastor. They tell you, bring it to God. It belongs to God. This is where they pick it from. Leviticus chapter 23. Verse 9, 10, and 11. Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits. A sheaf of the first fruit. He didn't say bring all the first fruits. What did he say? A sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest. To who? Unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted unto you. On the morrow, after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. First and foremost, this ordinance was speaking of something in grace. Understand, first and foremost, the real meaning of what it was speaking of, because Colossians chapter 2 verse 16, 17 tells us that the law and everything is a shadow of things to come. Christ came to fulfill the law. And for us to understand salvation, these ordinances are given. When you come to the land of promise, listen, you are to pick it, amen, carry a sheaf of your harvest, a sheaf of your harvest, and wave it, bring it to the priest, and the priest will wave it, and it is supposed, hallelujah, to be done in a particular period. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. Amen. Chapter 23, Leviticus. Let's read verse 10. Listen very well. Listen carefully. Leviticus chapter 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you be coming to the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest, verse 11, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. Hallelujah. The priest shall wave it. I want you to note something, because I want you to understand what that thing was speaking of first, before we come to where it's going. Where is going? Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember that when Christ is referred to as the first begotten of the Father, begotten from the dead. The whole children of God, we are condemned. And God came, hallelujah, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. God had only one seed to plant so that at harvest time, he will reap more children. He took his only begotten son and allowed him to die and was buried to join all of us that were dead. Hallelujah. When did Christ resurrect? He resurrected on a Sunday morning. The morrow after the Sabbath is Sunday. And the book of Luke tells us that when he resurrected, he appeared to his disciples many for how many days? For 40 days. And everybody saw him. Christ is the first fruit of God's harvest of children from the dead. And he was way for everybody to see. That is what that law was speaking of to come. But also, it is also a law for prosperity. It's a law for prosperity. So, he gave them the ordinance. When you have reached your promised land, listen carefully. You are to pick. You will sow that year now. You will go to your farms and you will plant. And you will harvest the fruit of the land. What you have to do is, you will not carry everything to the priest. If you carry everything to the priest, why will you eat? Exodus 23, sorry. Verse 19. The first of the first fruits. Everybody shout, first of the first. Say it again. Did he say all the first fruit? So that you understand why he says you should bring the sheaf. That sheaf of the first fruit. The first of the first fruit. Even Christ, God himself, gave the children of Israel. He said, the one that opened the matrix. The firstborn that opened the womb of a woman. Childbirth. He said, belong to him. Amen. Okay? So, it's a law. It is the first of the first fruit. That is, out of all that you have harvested, get a sheaf. A sheaf there is a handful. Just a handful. As a point of contact to the rest. And dedicate the rest of your harvest unto the Lord. Dedicate that farm. That farm, you are dedicating it. You are handing it over to God. The harvest, a part of it. If it is your salary, any amount, a part of your salary. You start a work, and then you receive your first salary. You just got a new job. You just got a new job. It can be any time of the year. You have just started a new job. Once you get your first salary, get a part of it, any amount you like, and take it to your pastor to bless you. It is the first fruit of your income. And you are not to do it every year. As far as that job is concerned, you will do it only once. The first month salary of that job. That month, you don't pay your tithes. Subsequently, in that job, you will only be paying your tithes until you decide to change job. If you change job, you start another one, you start another business, then you start again. The first profit you make from that business, you get a part of it. And subsequently, you pay tithes. Any other teaching is a covetous teaching. Any other teaching is a teaching to enrich the pastor at the expense of the ignorance of the children of God. Now listen, you can decide on your own as a vow, not as a doctrine or a commandment by God, that every year, the first January salary I have, I will take everything to the Lord. That is between you and God. It is your own faith you are exercising. It is not a doctrine, and it is not a commandment. Whether you do it or not, God has set on His word how you should live your economy. If you allow yourself, you are hearing me now around the world, for any smart talking motivational speaker called pastor to dupe you of your January salary and call it first fruit, you have willingly submitted yourself to be duped. May God will forgive every pastor that has collected your money all these years in Jesus' name. They will not collect again. They will not collect again. Let the whole world hear this teaching. You cannot take all your income every January and call it first fruit. It is wrong. Why will you eat that month? Our God does not work like that. Amen. If I have not offended you, clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you think I want money? I want money more than all of you. Who don't like money? Eh? But woe beside me to twist the word of God to enrich myself. To twist the word of God and dupe the children of God. Judgment is hanging upon me. I can never do that. I want to go to heaven. And I want to be able to stand and know that heaven is behind me. I speak like Jesus Christ spoke. The prince of this world cometh, but he have nothing to accuse me of. If you see me do anything wrong, just believe it is ignorantly done. Not deliberately done. It means it is a mistake. If I know the truth, I will not do otherwise. That's why you must be praying for people like us. Praise the Lord. Don't go and collect your first month's salary and send it to any pastor. If he collects it, he himself is either doing it out of ignorance. Now he's hearing. He should repent and stop it. Or he's seeing opportunity to dupe somebody in the name of the Lord and they are using it. It is wrong. Some people even use that scripture and organize annual wave offering as a program. Everybody bring your best offering and wave it. Some say bring your Isaac offering. The only thing you have, precious thing you have, bring it. And some of you will say, but it is working. It is working. That's where the mercy of God is. It's honoring your faith because you believe it is of God. You are honoring God because they say God say. You are obeying it, so God will meet you. God will bless you. But judgment is upon that man. And let me tell you now, now that you have known the truth, if you go and do it, there will be no blessing again. Because now you know the truth. It will never work. It will never work for you. You will only cry after. No blessing will flow from it. Praise the Lord. The children of God walk by faith. Faith there is a revelation. When you are revelated, it gives you boldness. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. Oh, from all I'm saved, in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith. I feel no I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. Oh, the Lord I know ruling over everything, and all of my worry is there. Oh, hallelujah, I'm living by faith. Oh, in Jesus I hope. Oh, trusting God, abiding in His great love. Oh, from all I'm saved, in His shadow.